Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Expanse of God's Love by Reverend Fernando Henrique Huff, who serves with Lutheran Hour Ministries in Brazil, for Friday, September 11th, 2020. Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. For in him, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Filmmakers really enjoy exploring the topic of the universe. The universe, with all its vastness, immensity, unknown variables. Many movies have tried to show interstellar battles, wars between different galaxies, and the Earth defending itself against alien invasions. This is the stuff of science fiction, and there have been hundreds of movies made with these storylines. Real science is different, however. Scientists are doing their best to extend their reach into the seemingly limitless expanse of the universe. Successful ventures have included landing men on the moon, the development of all manner of high-powered telescopes, and the operation of international manned space stations. But what about God? How can we bridge our distance to him? Since God is spirit, there is no telescope that will ever allow us to see him, and there is no microscope capable of identifying his fingerprints or his blood type. And if that is not bad enough, our sin has separated us from our Creator. Indeed, the universe itself has been corrupted by sin. This leads us to ask, how do we get close to God? Is it possible to cross the gulf between us? Thankfully, the Bible supplies an answer. When it says that God reconciled all things on earth and heaven to himself, making peace by the blood of his cross, Jesus' cross. God is the creator of all things. He is the maker of distant galaxies and the grains of sand beneath our feet. He who created everything now wishes to restore everything. This he does through his Son, Jesus Christ. Only through the Savior can we be delivered from the power of darkness. Only through the Savior can we be forgiven, can we be brought back to the family from which sin and Satan have stolen us. Now, there is no question that when we compare ourselves with the universe, we are very small. We are only beginning to comprehend the immense depths of outer space and the mysterious forces that work in that realm. In spite of the unknowns of space, we know the Lord is even greater. And he has made himself known. He is the creator of all things. He is the one who maintains harmony and order. And he also sent his Son, Jesus, to become one of us, to give his life to rescue us from dark fear and uncertainty. The manger, the cross, and the empty tomb of Jesus, these are not science fiction. They are God the Father's reality. Through them, he has canceled the distance between us. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord of the universe, thank you for rescuing us from sin, death, and Satan. In Jesus' name, amen.